Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If players bounce back next year, or if they're able, like, you can start to... But again, it's a lot of, like, guys that are question marks, and if this happens in a positive way for them next year and they don't avoid, like, pitching injuries, which a lot of teams have, in professional sports, 7 years to do a job is a very long time.
It's an eternity.
And he got a wide berth because they tore it down. But he also was allowed to tear it down. He did the tearing. When you do that massive makeover, okay, you're not inheriting, like, in one respect, you are inheriting somebody else's mess, but it's up to you how fast you rebuild it based on taking the established major league players that you have and what you get in return for them. They have filled hours on this radio station over the last 6 months during the summer months when the Pirates were sucking and having a horrible year. They would say they sucked this year. I'm not being mean. They would say that about their season. Going back and looking at when Ben Cherington took over the job, he had Jameson Taillon and he had Starling Marte and he had Josh Bell and he had Adam Frazier. And at the time, these were Major League Joe Musgrove. Mm-hmm. What did he get back for these guys? He had two guys come back in all those trades, David Bednar and Jack Sawinski for a little bit. Sawinski had 1.5, 2 good seasons, and then I think Cherington
is
awful.
Well, Cherington and his people, no, you can't say that, though. You can't just say that as now he's awful. I think Ben Cherington and his developmental staff actively ruined Jack Sawinski by getting greedy and thinking they could turn him into like a legitimate monster hitter instead of just, I've said this about him from the beginning, Jack, see ball, hit ball. If you hit 220 and you hit 30 home runs, you are a useful piece for us. Take some walks, hit the ball over the fence. Instead, they tried to make him like a cross between himself and Joey Votto, for God's sake. I think that was them.
It's just they're technically not close. Being close is they went into the last week or 2 weeks of the season. They were a handful of games out of a playoff spot, and they just missed out. Ben Cherington saying that they're close and getting a chance to get them there is strictly a subjective thing because it's not backed up by facts. You finished 20 games under 500. You finished in the basement of your division for the second straight year. If you're measured and graded by wins and losses, you're not close at all.
Would the Athletics be considered close at 76? Not really. With the Angels at 72 and 90?
You have to make arguments based on things that are not fact-based. They're subjective-based, like how they rank our minor league system.
Or how we internally view ourselves, which is the most subjective thing.
Yes, exactly.
In fact, the majority of Travis Williams' optimism stems from Travis Williams' own interpretation and evaluation of the franchise he works for.
Right. It was nothing was backed by numbers. Nothing like
none of them could point to tangible successes.
No. The only thing he could have done is when he said we had one of the best young pitching staffs in baseball, he could have said if you look at our pitching numbers this year, we were top 10 in ERA and blah, 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 blah. We think teams are built on pitching. Okay. That's somewhat reasonable. But you also had the worst Pirates offense of this century. And now Ben Cherington, who has developed no one, is going to be tasked with finding these guys to get them over the top. Here are a few comments from Cherington that I want everybody to hear. I think I want to start with this one because it's because I a couple of comments about his job status and who he works with and who he works for really stood out to me. This is him describing getting another opportunity, coming back, and what his conversations with the owner of the team have been like in the last couple of months.
We've got the resources to win. We just got to execute. My conversations with Bob recently have been every combination of challenging, productive, difficult at times. I leave every one of them more clear how we're both seeing this and what's important and how we're going to go about executing. I believe that. We just got to go do it.
Challenging, productive, and difficult is how he describes his interactions with the owner of the team. I got to be honest with you. I did not expect...
Challenging and difficult are just the same thing. So he basically said they were difficult and they were productive.
He had hard conversations.
About what, though?
That's what I want to know.
What hard conversations could they have had that haven't already been had at least once before after last season?
You're not doing a good job, Ben. Here are things you need to do to keep your job. And Ben either describing why he wasn't getting the job done or why or what he was going to do to fit.
You got it, Bob. I will do that. By the way, you said that they had the worst offense they've had this century.
Yeah.
Outside of 2020, where every team did not reach the threshold, obviously. Yeah. You guys want to hazard a guess as to how many other teams in the last 25 years total in baseball had fewer than 583 runs like the Pirates did this year, which they were right on the number.
Six?
Three. Last year's 121 loss White Sox.
Okay.
The 2022 Tigers, who lost 96 games, and the 2022 Oakland Athletics, who lost 102.
Well, there you go. He'd probably say of the Tigers, look, just a couple years later, they were in the playoffs. They've gone to the playoffs back-to-back years now.
He'd probably say, we won five games more than the best of those other three teams. Look how much closer we are than them.
I would say, if I had to describe this next clip from Cherington, well, let me set it up this way. He was asked, I think by Kevin Gorman of the Trib, if it's hard to build a sustainable winner or a team that makes the playoffs when there are certain restrictions in terms of, you know what he means by that, like payroll, spending on players,
when your resources are limited.
Yes. Here's Cherington's answer to that.
Ben, what's the challenge of operating an organization, baseball operations-wise, under those restraints?
It's the opportunity we're given, right? Like, you know, we want to be part of delivering to our fans. The simplest way to do that, the best way to do that, the quickest way to do that is win more baseball games. So that we're playing, you know, last week, fighting for October, not trying to kick somebody out. So that's the opportunity. We relish that opportunity. There's challenges everywhere. That's what you sign up for. We just got to get it done.
Nothing there that, like, rejects that notion, you know? Like, hey, your job's tough, Kevin. Kevin asked, your job's tough, Ben. And he pretty much said, you're right. It is. But it's what I signed up for. Just openly acknowledging that when you're the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're set up to fail. Is how I interpret that.
That's correct.
You know, like, there's no putting lipstick on that at all. Right? I mean,
no. No, there's no putting lipstick on that.
I'm just a little bit surprised he would just flat out admit that.
I just...
Like, yeah, I'm doing the best I can, basically, with what I have to work with is how I translate that.
If you're the owner, how can you not hear that and be offended?
That's what I mean. Especially because the owner has come out and said, like, I've given him everything he needs to win. And he did say a couple of times, we have enough resources here to win. But then you kind of, I think, negate all that by saying, yeah, this is an uphill battle when you're the GM of the Pirates.
Well, it's tough for him not to say we have all the resources we need to win when the owner sets that tone initially in his comments, because he's said that before. By the way, I was a little factually wrong. My sorting tables were wrong. It's happened 15 times total this century, Pony, out of a team with fewer Only two teams, the Giants and the Dodgers, in two separate years have even had a winning record with that few runs scored. Point being, they're a horrible offense, and he's the one building them. Here's my other question about the uphill battle part of that, okay? Just tell me if your brain went here. If he's saying he's doing the best he can, what reason is there to believe that we should be in store for something better if he's essentially saying, yeah, I'm trying my damnedest here?
Well, I felt like the anonymous players who talked to Hiles in the Post-Gazette backed him up on that. I think the quote was, to paraphrase here, I don't have it in front of me, was somebody in the Pirates clubhouse said, What do you expect with a $90 million payroll? This is what a $90 million payroll is. This is what a $90 million payroll team is.
Yeah, that was definitely one of them. This is, you get what you pay for, and this is $90 million worth of offense and performance. That's right.
Like, with everything in life, the more you pay for something, the better it should be, correct? That's why it's more expensive. Supply, demand.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Economics 101.
It's how it's supposed to work.
How many teams in baseball have a lower payroll than the Pirates?
Do the Rays still
Marlins?
Have Marlins definitely do. Do the Athletics? Or did they go over there by signing Severino and others?
Marlins, maybe the Athletics, maybe the Rays.
And I think that's...
Maybe one other team?
I think that might be
maybe
it.
The White Sox?
Did the Rockies have a lower one?
No, they got some big contracts on that team.
The Orioles spent money on some guys.
So, let's say... See, this is actually...
Which payroll, cash or tax, I can give you?
Does it matter? What do you think's more accurate depiction of what they're
cash.
Paying for players?
I think cash payroll is.
Okay.
Three teams. The Pirates, per spot track, total cash payroll, $104.7 million.
Who's fewer? Who's less than them?
Rays, $101.7 million.
Yep.
White Sox, $100 million on the nose. And the Marlins at $90 million.
So... This would not get him to keep his job with his owner. But if Ben Cherington ever left here and was trying to get a job somewhere else, he could say, we were 26th in spending, and in most of those years, I did better than that.
And then, that really shrewd potential employer would say, hey, Ben, what happened when you were with the Red Sox after your first year on the job there?
Right. But... The player anonymously who talked to Hiles was basically saying, when you're 26th in spending, you should have the 26th best record in baseball, which is about where the Pirates are.
I mean, the only thing that doesn't account for is you're 26th in spending, 27th technically, with a godlike pitcher
who
accounts for virtually none of
who's
that
making
payroll.
Less than the college football quarterbacks in this town.
If his admission here is tacitly, I'm doing the best I can, I know people aren't happy, but this is, you know, hey, and throwing your hands out and kind of saying, look, again, I'll go back to, what cause is there for optimism in bringing that guy back? What's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The case for it.
We got to be ready to be aggressive in acquisition this offseason, whether it's free agency or trade. In our situation, we've got to be willing to assume the risk of trades because free agency is not an open ocean for us. We're going to be able to be targeted there, and we will be. We'll try to be. We'll be in a, put ourselves in a position to do that the best we possibly can. But if we want to give ourselves every chance, it's got to be the trade market also. And we just got to be, we got to be prepared to chase down every single thing that we think has a chance to help this team win more games in 26.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ben Cherington, free agent isn't an open ocean for us.
Is it even as big as like the pond on a golf course?
They've only signed guys to one-year deals for the entire extent of Ben Cherington's career.
Is Heaney the biggest deal 1 year he signed for financially? Or was it, what's his name from Texas? The other, the lefty. Mark, was it,
The lefty from Texas.
Martin Perez.
Martin Perez.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
It was. No, the biggest one's Geraldus Chapman.
Okay, yeah.
And Greg Brown didn't like that deal.
How many guys did Chapman retire in a row this year? Like 50-something?
He's in the postseason. I should have put out my annual list of Pirates in the postseason.
Is that like the Oscars where it's like an it's there in memoriam, but this year's it's always
there's
it's the
a lot,
opposite.
Man, and there's usually some funny names like Austin Hedges would be on that list again.
I'll tell you
he's
what,
the
though.
Guardians' backup catcher.
I know. I don't even take joy in Austin Hedges being there.
Austin Hedges, World Series champion.
At some point, though, clubhouse vibes guy, I think, just loses me. Anybody on the Cubs that I'm not
Jameson Taillon.
Yeah, that's right. Anybody outside of him?
Carlos Santana.
Padres.
Joe Musgrove's hurt.
Elias Diaz.
Yeah, Elias Diaz did not have a good year.
No, he did not, but he was still on that team.
I think what Noah Hyles said to Donnie is going to be the thing that a lot of Pirates fans, what their mindset is going to be going into this offseason. You know, you're saying you're going to be more aggressive. You're saying you're going to like be willing to make big trades. The president, more than the GM, talked about free agency as a way to get the hitters they need.
The GM said we've got to trade people, basically.
Yeah,
which is making his job even tougher, and he's not very good at his job.
The offseason last year just left such a bad taste in everybody's mouth that it absolutely is a boy who cried wolf situation.
Well, there's that for me with a very specific word that they have continued to use. Bob Nutting has used it. He obviously did not talk in this situation. It was Williams and Cherington. I think Kelly probably said it at his extension presser. When they say the word urgency connected to win and to compete and to contend, but specifically urgency, I get like the dog shot collar thing going.
Well, the new word too is aggressive, which reminds me of like cheerleaders at high school basketball games. Remember that chant?
B, aggressive.
Yes.
B-E, aggressive.
Yes.
But no, I think like when I hear urgency and I've heard it now, how many years ago did Bob Nutting say that for the first time? Like there's an urgent need to win. I think it was before the 2023 season.
Yeah, and one had rolled off the guillotine for that. That would be Shelton.
No, but it was before 3 seasons back. It was
sure.
After 2022 when they knew they had Skeen, or no, they didn't know they had Skeens. They started talking about building towards something. Then before 2024, it was really there's an urgency because we have this great player that we know is going to be up mid-year at the latest. And then this year, same deal. And it's just, it's very much a, you can say something all you want. It takes a lot more action to show me you're serious about that. And right now it's all say, no do.
Zangrilli was with us in the 2 o'clock hour and said he anticipates that the Pirates payroll will be around $100 million in 2026. $100 million payroll in 2025. That would have had the Pirates 25th or 26th in baseball.
If you go by tax payroll, I mean, that's 105. If you go by the cash one, which I will do again, cash is, of course, king, as we are very aware on this show.
I mean, that's still...
It would have been...
Still right at the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
Still less than every team in the NL Central. Less than the Reds, less than the Brewers, way less than the Cardinals, way, 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 way less than Chicago, spending over $200 million. I mean, even
if
that...
If you're going by total allocations, it puts you right in line with Cleveland. Tied, yeah. Basically, at 25th.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you go with their total allocations, then they're at 84. The Marlins are lowest at 67. But it puts you 20. Here's the real thing. It puts you $21 million still behind the Brewers this year.
Yeah.
Puts you $19.5 million behind the Reds and $31 million behind the Cardinals.
I'm going to play you guys one more clip from Charrington, then we'll get to calls. Of all the things he said yesterday about, like, his vision and plan now that he's against all odds, getting another opportunity, engendering like no faith or hope from Pirates fans. This comment here is the one that scared me the most. This is what he said about who they're going to have to target this offseason.
In Pittsburgh, we need to be making bets on guys who are not proven. We may be able to make some bets on guys that are proven, and we'll pursue that too, but some of the targets have to be guys who are unproven. I believe we're getting more clear all the time on what the combination of traits are that we should be making the best bet on. So in terms of acquisition, that's what I would say.
We need to be making bets on guys who are not proven. You need to trust me that me and my scouting staff can find the diamonds in the rough and can find the guys that are going to turn this thing around.
Please pay no attention to the players like Brian Reynolds who were somewhat proven, who were abysmal this year.
We can't afford the proven guys. They're too expensive in trades and in free agency. So I need to roll the dice on guys.
We're going to have to make a meal for you here, but we can't afford the best ingredients. But trust me, I know how to cook. I'm a really good chef. That's why when I had the biggest, second biggest budget in all of baseball, I made stuff that was normally giving people food poisoning.
Paul in Washington is back on the Fan. Hello, Paul.
Hey, let's look at this wholeheartedly here. 10 of 11 years, this clown's been a GM. They've been losing seasons. He's 170 games underwater in his 6 years with the Pirates. Every draft pick, but maybe a handful, they're in the witness protection program somewhere in the minor league, or they're flourishing in somebody else's organization. Bob Nutting has no intention of ever, ever putting a winning program on. And that guy, Travis, he must still think he's with the Penguins, that he can blow smoke up somebody's behind and tell him it's raining, because he's full of beans. I mean, these guys, it's the same old crap, just decorated in a different box. Nothing's ever going to change with these people. How you can let Charrington continue to run this organization is beyond me. That's like letting Malzahn have his own show. I mean, what would you be doing?
Well, geez, that seems to be an unnecessary shot there, Paul.
No, I mean, I tell it how it is. I mean, he's worried about people infringing on his territory. Maybe he should be nicer to people when they got talent. Remember, he actually tried out for a show, too.
Oh, is that a reference to what happened when Paul was at the Next Fan host thing and you called him out as a judge? Is that what that is? You've made an enemy for life because you were critical of Paul in his talk show?
Presumably. Talents. My answer to Paul would be, when I run into somebody with talent, I'll be nice to him.
Man.
If we're going to start this feud, I'm going to... Listen, if you want the knives out, I'll bring the machetes here.
I mean, I actually think Paul is a great way with words. I think he's one of the better callers to the station.
My problem was Paul, when he needed to do like the two-minute thing,
yeah,
it was kind of just like hearing a two-minute phone call, which is not the same as hosting a show for 4 hours.
Well, what do you... yes. But But doing a 2-minute audition is more like a phone call than it is hosting a show.
I know, but you kind of know the difference when you hear it. There's no, he was kind of also like, he was running his favorite plays. There was no invention in the playbook. He was running.
He runs damn good plays.
He was running.
I like his plays.
He was running counter Trey over and over again. He
Donnie,
was
are you on my side
bootleg.
Here? Are you a Paul Washington fan?
I like Paul.
I mean, he really only dislikes me on the show. You guys should like him. He just said, I literally don't deserve my own show.
Here's Dave in Greensburg. Hello, Dave.
Pony not disagreeing with him, crucially.
No, hey. I'm just moving on. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. I'm good.
Anyway, I was going to talk about the Steelers, but you got to talking about the Pirates, and I did golf with one of the guys from the front office. I got asked him a few questions about the offseason, what they're planning on doing. He said, absolutely nothing. They're keeping Ben Charrington. It's going to be the same old, and par is for the course.
You know, thanks,
I like
Dave.
That pun, at least.
I do. I can just speak for myself on this. I did get the impression, based on some of the things I heard from the Pirates about Ben Charrington, that he was not going to be back. Like, I thought there was a very cavalier attitude in terms of the way some people that I talked to who were close to the Pirates were commenting on his performance. And I would think, I don't know if it's the same people, but that was basically Jason Mackey's point the entire time. Jason said, oh, they're not going to let him do anything at the trade deadline because he's just going to get fired afterwards anyways.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
That music means it is time for Donnie's big segment, the Donnie Football Debrief, his biggest football topic of the day from the Ultimate Football Guy, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. You can listen to Starkey tomorrow and hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, Don, what do you got for us today?
The Debrief. September 30, 2025, the gruesome injury to Tyreek Hill on Monday Night Football. That takes away a name that was connected to the Steelers early in the season when it came to wide receiver options. May not have been realistic anyway, but he is done for the year, possibly done for his career, given what the injury is, a dislocated knee, multiple torn ligaments, including the ACL. He got surgery earlier today. The Steelers don't have a ton of options at wide receiver outside of DK Metcalf. Our buddy Nick Faribault gave me two names earlier that you better stay in your seats for.
Uh-oh.
One of them is a name that we have been saying all offseason jokingly because the Steelers quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
No, no.
Alan Lazard.
Okay.
And the other one is Curtis Samuel. Not Debo Samuel, Curtis Samuel.
Who's just buried on the Bills depth chart.
Yes, he has been a healthy scratch for most of the season.
I don't know. Curtis Samuel for a year or two there did like a reasonable impersonation of a true number two wide receiver with Carolina.
I mean, those excite me even less than when they picked up Mike Williams last year.
Don't forget they have Isaiah Hodgins on the practice squad.
He's 6'3", if you didn't know. Big guy. I think somebody described him as practically another tight end, just what Arthur Smith's looking for.
What's the Olave team option price for next year with the Saints? He's got the rest of this year, and then he's got one more year left after this one. They didn't give him a contract extension. They just picked up option year 5 with him.
The club option next year is $15.49
million. $15 million. To get him for this year, see how it goes, and then potentially rip up the last year of that contract and give him an extension. He's got a checkered concussion history where he has been sadly put on the mend because of the number of brain injuries he has suffered. But
he's only played 12 games so far of the last possible 21.
To me, of everybody who's probably legitimately available, who could get moved at the trade deadline, he's the wide receiver that I'm the most interested in. Because Hill's off the board now.
Because he's good. If he's healthy, he's objectively a very good player.
I think that the Titans are going to trade Calvin Ridley, but he's not really that cheap. He's also now 30 or 31, I don't think he's got much left. I think someone's going to try to rent him and then cut him in the offseason and maybe trade a fifth or sixth round pick to Tennessee for him and try to get him in a better offense and with a better quarterback. But that has a lot of Mike Williams to it. Olave would be the one guy. Oh, actually, there's another name. I just thought of one. I saw this today. I'm happy that I just had this epiphany moment. Jacoby Myers again.
Raiders stink.
I saw a report this morning that an NFL insider, I don't remember who, thinks he could get moved for a fourth round pick.
Yeah, I would.
That's the trade.
That would be my move.
That's the trade right there.
That's my move. A true, like
right?
A classic number two in the true sense of the word. They're getting worse. Geno is not looking good. He's a guy that is the perfect stylistic complement, I think, to a DK Metcalf type. He's also where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, which we know is crucial if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. That's the move.
Yeah, did you ask Faribault, Donnie, why bigger names were not on the table here? Like, where are the guys that we actually know and are on fantasy football teams and are still wide receivers that aren't scrubs?
He kept it to small potatoes.
I mean, those are just...
Why didn't you ask him for some big russets?
I mean, those...
Why didn't you ask him for some of Idaho's finest?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. If Alan Lazard came here, I'd rather watch Roman Wilson play than him and just see what the guy can do as a third-round pick.
I mean, that's part of the problem. They don't want to see what the guy can do.
Well, what do we think is more likely, that they will try to make a trade of any kind to bring in? Like, actually, you know what? Now that I talk this out loud, if they make a trade that brings in Jacoby Myers, it doesn't say that much about Roman Wilson, because Myers is an objectively good football player. Like,
right,
if they bring in a guy like Lazard or Curtis, don't call me Debo Samuel, it essentially means, like, they think Roman Wilson's a clown.
Well, look what happened in Sunday's game. Calvin Austin went out, and who was the wide receiver that came in?
Skoranek was in there.
Not only Skoranek, but Miller.
Yeah. Drunk in Pittsburgh says, I like Curtis Samuel. The guy is quick and has talent. I always like
but you're also drunk in Pittsburgh right now, buddy.
I know. He does send messages saying, like, I'm drinking Jack Daniels, and it's like 4 a.m.
I'm still missing that. I still have not had that Guinness. I still have been dying for a Guinness.
I'm going to bring you a four-pack of Guinness tomorrow. How about that?
I got the skinny on why the Guinness over there is better.
Nitrogen.
They clean the lines out constantly.
Any good bar should do that very regularly.
And they go through it so fast that it never just sits there.
So it's just fresher. You're just drinking it fresher, closer to the source from the cleanest lines possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
It's not anything like supernatural. It's not anything special. You know the recipe is the exact same.
Do you know what it also is, though? It's the place in which you're drinking it. Like, it's one of those... Does a beer taste better when you're sitting in this studio? Not that we don't like doing our Friday tailgate, or like on a hot day outside on a breezy porch. I think we know the answer.
Yeah.
Jacoby Myers is the move, but the Raiders have to, what, lose two or three more for that to happen? Two more at least, I think. They got to be.
I don't know about that. I mean, if they're not going to make the playoffs and he doesn't factor into their plans, if they got, well, yeah, I mean, to give him away for a fourth round pick, I would say they'd have to wait. Maybe not a third.
Perhaps could we find a way that Pat Freiermuth starts catching more passes as a de facto second wide receiver? What's going on
there?
You
know, that's one thing we did not get into yesterday.
What's happening with him?
I love Pat. I honestly felt like this is just my anecdotal reaction to watching the game. He was not involved in the offensive game plan. He probably knew that going into the game, and I thought he let it seep into what happened on that special teams play. He just, to me, was not locked in the way that he is all the time. He's been a disappointment through four games.
Seven catches, 65 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
He has...
We were sold a bill of goods on the tight ends, man. Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth being matchup
weeks.
Problems.
He has three targets over the last 2 weeks. Is this the curse of Malzie that... Pat had some fun with my evaluation of him, and then
the curse of Malzie.
He and I were trying to set up some golf stuff that just didn't quite work out schedules-wise, and now the Malzie curse has passed on?
No, because it's been the summer of Malzie. Everything Malzie's touched has turned to gold.
Do I need to reach back out to Pat and say, Pat, I'm putting some of the good Malzie vibes that have permeated this whole summer. Pat, if this works, you're going to have endorsements coming out of your pores.
He is in a commercial that I saw the other day. I'm trying to remember what the heck it was for.
What would be the if he suddenly had a blow up year? What would be the logical product, like Freiermuth flakes?
Oh, you
and
know
he
what?
His own
actually, I don't think it was him. You know who I saw? I saw Jonnu Smith do a car dealership commercial. I'm like, this guy's been here for 2 minutes and he's already hi. This is Jonnu Smith for blah 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 blah. I'm like, wait, what?
Is he allowed, or would he be allowed to say, and if you want the best deal, you can dance if you Jonnu right here to such and such car dealer?
He's like, leave your friends behind.
Yeah. He's like, if you want the best deal in town, it's like, buddy, you've been in town for 5 minutes. How the hell do you know what the best deal is?
He looks at a sheet of paper, come to in...
Best deal?
Like, imagine if it was a place in North for sales.
Jonnu.
He goes, come to such and such in North Versailles. Donnie, are you aware that Vinny Ricicci in the early days of this station called it North Versailles on the air?
Because that is technically
how it, yes, but that's one of those ones where if I went to go work in Boston or something,
yeah.
I would be like, can somebody give me a pronunciation sheet for every one of these towns so I don't screw it up? He also, I think, my favorite one was, and this is a Pittsburgh thing, Tarentum is how we all call it. You know, half the people don't even put the second Tarentum, and it's just whatever. He went Tarentum. Which was a very tough scene.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.